SBS Radio.
Public gatherings of more than two people are banned. Indigenous people over 50 urged to stay home. The federal government has announced a six-month moratorium on evictions and concerns raise of higher abuse rates during the lockdown. This is NITV Radio News and I am Šárka Pechová. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says public gatherings of more than two people are banned, with states and territories given the option to make it legally enforceable. Some public areas will also be shut down, including playgrounds, outdoor gyms and skate parks, while boot camps will be restricted to two people. Queensland police will issue on-the-spot fines to anyone who breaches the federal government's updated social distancing measures or quarantine orders. Meanwhile, New South Wales will quickly enforce the new rules limiting gatherings from midnight tonight. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the strong advice to those aged over 70, people over 60 with chronic illnesses, and Indigenous people aged over 50 years is not to leave home at all. And the wider public should only go out for these reasons.
A. Shopping for what you need. Food and other essential supplies that enable you to remain at home and to do that shopping as infrequently as possible. B, for medical care or compassionate needs. C, to exercise in compliance with the public gathering rules that I've already outlined. And D, for work and education if you cannot work or learn remotely.
Remote communities are concerned about the impact the lockdown would have on their access to essential services. Food security has been an issue for many remote communities even before the coronavirus pandemic. In an interview earlier this year, Dr. Megan Ferguson, researcher at UQ, explained that growing poverty and high food costs were key causes of food insecurity for 31% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people living in remote communities, although research suggests this may be as high as 62%.
Nationally, it is reported that 31% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people living in remote communities experience food insecurity.
ABC reports that a growing group of remote communities and cattle stations have raised concerns about the impact of supermarket restrictions on their access to supplies. The Arnhem Land Progress Aboriginal Corporation, which provides supplies to some remote communities, said it had already built up a stock of supplies in anticipation of this year's wet season. The ALPA says it is looking into dropping prices on some essential goods in response of the possible economic hardship in some remote communities amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Medical professionals are also worried that the new travel restrictions may affect their services in remote communities. The Australian Medical Association is calling on federal and state governments to provide urgent funding for Indigenous health organisations so that they can respond to the possible COVID-19 outbreak. Leaders in our remote communities are calling on the government to ensure critical resources continue amid COVID-19 lockdowns, as NITV reports. It follows reports that health services have sent body bags to remote Indigenous communities in preparation for the impacts of the virus. Elder Edna O'Malley from Molly Springs in West Australia voiced her concerns on social media.
While we're on lockdown, we're hearing that Aboriginal communities in the desert have been handed out body bags for their communities, for their children. As a small community, 35 km out of town, we were beaten to the shop to get food. We were never supplied any, we couldn't even get the cleaning stuff. Why are the government giving us body bags first and not our cleaning stuff? If the government are gonna send body bags to our communities because they know that it's gonna affect us the worst, we don't want body bags out here. They have handed us back to our communities to die.
Psychologists across the country are urging people to take care of their mental health as the crisis continues. The National Body for Indigenous Psychologists acknowledges that there are many financial and physical challenges for our communities. Kabi Kabi woman and psychologist Kaylee Ryan has a few tips on maintaining well-being. She says times of isolation are an opportunity to connect with country.
Find yourself on earth. Make some time for yourself. Get outside. Give yourself some space. And that doesn't necessarily mean binge-watching Netflix on, you know, things that are going to make you even more anxious or more highly aroused. And eat well. Most of our happy hormones are made in our gut.
The government earlier announced relief package for health services, which also includes $150 million for domestic and sexual violence services. It comes as concerns raise of higher abuse rates, like China's increase in violence cases during its lockdown. National Mental Health Commission Chief Executive Christine Morgan says support for Australians in dangerous situations is vital, even while social distancing is in place.
Home is not always safe. If only it could be. That is certainly something we would all embrace. But the reality is that for too many, it is not safe. And for those who are at fear or facing the reality of any form of violence in their environment, it is incredibly important that, being physically distant, we nevertheless remain very connected.
$10 million will go to mental health support service Beyond Blue to set up a dedicated coronavirus well-being support line, while telephone services Lifeline and Kids Helpline will get a $14 million boost. The federal government has announced a six-month moratorium on evictions, as some fear they won't be able to pay rent during the coronavirus crisis. Individuals and businesses will be protected even if they cannot meet rental commitments due to financial distress. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says individual agreements will need it to be worked out by parties involved. Mr. Morrison says he wants to see landlords, tenants and banks cooperating.
This is part of the hibernation approach, where we want people bespoke, customised to their own circumstances, to sit down and work these things out. There's no rule book for this. We are in uncharted territory, but the goal should be shared.
Woolworths is stepping up efforts to get food to elderly and other vulnerable people who are stuck at home as coronavirus spreads. The supermarket is rolling out an $80 box of basic groceries and will use Australia Post and other distribution channels to get orders to isolated people faster, as AAP reports. The box includes meals, snacks and few essential items and can't be customised. It can be ordered online from this week in the ACT, New South Wales and Victoria. Other states will be added in coming weeks. A wage subsidy is set to be paid to businesses as part of the federal government's strategy to minimise job losses amid the coronavirus crisis. The plan unveiled today will see big and small businesses provide a fortnightly subsidy to assist in paying their workers' wages while their revenue decreases. It is part of the federal government's third stimulus package, which will be announced in the coming days. Speaking to the ABC, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the aim is to keep Australians employed.
What we have always sought to do is to get Australians to the other side of this crisis, recognising how extraordinary it is and that we're facing two wars at the same time, a health crisis and an economic crisis. And so the announcement today is all about providing additional income support and keeping employees connected to their employer, because once we get to the other side of this, we want the recovery to be as speedy as possible.
Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says there is evidence the public health measures in place are likely having an early impact on reducing the spread of the coronavirus. Mr. Murphy says, in comparison to other countries around the world, Australia has one of the lowest positive test rates.
Unlike countries like, unfortunately, like Italy, Iran, and even the US, that when they detected significant outbreaks, they probably had much, much larger outbreaks in the community that were undetected. We feel reasonably confident that we are detecting a significant majority of the cases in Australia. That means that we can get on top of cases when they're detected.
Despite this, Mr. Murphy says more still needs to be done as community transmission remains a problem. In Australia, there are over 3,900 confirmed cases of COVID-19. And to sports now and in RLL. Leading physiotherapist Brian Sini says self-isolation will expose the NRL's worst trainers, and he reckons it will be abundantly clear who they are once the competition resumes after the coronavirus postponement. He told Fox League that the isolation is really going to separate the good trainers from the bad, as they have to rely on their motivation. Whether they are rehabbing or just training, they are going to be left to their own devices mostly. And let's have a look at today's weather. Broome, mostly sunny with a top of 35. Perth, mostly sunny and 25. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 21. Melbourne, becoming dry and 21 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy and 19. Albury, Wodonga, shower or two, clearing with a top of 27. Canberra, showers and a possible storm, 23. Sydney, possible storm and showers, 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 29 degrees. Townsville, possible shower and 30. Cairns, shower or two and 31. Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. Alice Springs, partly cloudy and 35. And Torres Strait Islands today are cloudy with showers, possible storm and 29 degrees. And that's all from the news.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.